This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Both houses of federal parliament to meet today. Search, rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts continue in Bhotikoshi flood-hit areas. Jinji Martyrs' Day marked nationwide with tributes and calls for good governance. And U.S.-Iran tensions escalate over oil tankers and missile strikes. Now, the news in detail. Both houses of the federal parliament are meeting today to discuss several bills and parliamentary matters, with the lower house focusing on the Nepal Law Commission and reconciliation bills and the upper house considering a report on the Nepal Special Service Act. The House of Representatives meeting is scheduled for 1 p.m. at Singhadarbar, where Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobhita Gautam is scheduled to present the Nepal Law Commission First Amendment Bill 2083 and a proposal seeking consideration of the Reconciliation Second Amendment Bill 2083. The Federal Parliament Secretariat says there is also a possible agenda for Minister Gautam to present a proposal seeking Nepal's membership in the Council of Asian Legislative Institutions. The National Assembly meeting is scheduled for 1:15 p.m., during which Krishna Bahadur Rokaya, chairperson of the Legislative Management Committee, is expected to present a committee report on the Nepal Special Service Act 2042 and the Revival of Existing Provisions Bill 2083. National Assembly chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal is also scheduled to inform the House about a letter received from the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers regarding the assignment of cabinet members. Meanwhile, the Finance Committee and the Industry, Commerce, Labour and Consumer Welfare Committee are also scheduled to meet today. Search and rescue operations continue in areas affected by the Bhotikoshi flash flood, with thousands rescued while efforts to locate those still missing and provide relief and medical care intensify. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, says 13,583 people have so far been rescued from the flood-affected areas. Authority spokesperson Shanti Mahat says 3,533 rescued people are currently staying at 39 holding centers in Rasua, Nuakot and Dhading. A total of 1,357 bodies have been recovered so far. Human remains have also been found at different locations. According to the authority, 102 bodies have been identified and handed over to their families. Around 5,326 people remain missing following the disaster. The remaining missing include security personnel, government employees, residents and others from different districts. The NDRRMA also reports that around 587 foreign tourists are among those unaccounted for. Medical services are also continuing in the affected areas. More than 6,827 injured and affected people have received treatment so far, and more than 150 staff have been mobilized through the Ministry of Health and Food Safety to provide psychological counseling to people affected by the disaster. In the meantime, electricity supply has resumed for 78% of households in Rasua, 96.7% in Nuakot and 99.8% in Dhading. Moreover, nearly 12 billion rupees have been collected in the Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund and the Prime Minister's Relief Fund as contributions continue to support people affected by the Bhotikoshi flood. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, a total of 11.77 billion rupees has been deposited into the two funds as of yesterday. Meanwhile, Minister for Education and Sports Sasmit Pokhrel and Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha have visited flood-affected areas in Nuakot. The ministerial team inspected flood-affected schools and public facilities in Bidur and surrounding areas to assess the damage caused by the August 26 flood. During the visit, the ministers held discussions with local representatives and officials about helping affected schools resume normal activities. Health authorities have also stepped up efforts to prevent waterborne diseases. The Ministry of Health and Food Safety has sent 80,523 doses of anti-cholera vaccine to flood-affected areas of Nuakot. Earlier, 21,000 doses of the vaccine were sent to Rasua by helicopter. A cholera vaccination campaign is also scheduled to begin in Rasua tomorrow. The ministry says the campaign is aimed at preventing infections because the flood has damaged drinking water and sanitation systems, increasing the risk of cholera and other waterborne diseases. And the RRMA says the search for missing people and rescue operations are ongoing. Relief and rehabilitation activities are also being carried out in coordination with the security agencies, local governments, and government and non-government organizations. In the meantime, high alert has been raised in downstream areas of Kaski and Parwat districts following the flow of Kimrung Rivulet, a tributary of the Modi River in Annapurna Rural Municipality 11 in Kaski district, suddenly decreased, raising fears that a landslide may have blocked the river upstream. The local administration last night urged residents living near the Kimrung and Modi rivers to move to safe places as a precaution. According to the police, residents of settlements along the Modi River have been moved to safer locations. Nepal yesterday observed the first Jinji Martyrs Day, a 1 year after September 8 and 9 movement brought a major political change in the country. The day was marked with tributes to those who lost their lives while demanding good governance, accountability, and an end to corruption. The government had declared a nationwide public holiday to honor the martyrs of the movement. The protests on September 8 and 9 led to the fall of the then government. An interim government was subsequently formed under the former Chief Justice, Sushila Karki, with a mandate to hold a fresh election. On the occasion of the day, Prime Minister Balendra Shah said, paid tributes to those who lost their lives during the Jinji movement. In his message, Prime Minister Shah expressed confidence that good governance would prevail in the country and paid heartfelt tribute to the martyrs. Former Prime Minister Sushila Karki also called on citizens to contribute to the good governance and national transformation from their respective positions. Likewise, Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani said the party and the government now have a responsibility to answer the questions raised by the Gen Z youths. In a statement issued on the occasion, Lamichani said the movement was a spontaneous awakening of the youths and was not organized at the call of any political party. Similarly, speaking at a program organized by the Jinji Martyrs Families Welfare Society in Kathmandu, Home Minister Sudhun Gurung said the government was fully committed to fulfilling the aspirations of those who lost their lives in the Jinji movement and said his position as Home Minister was not a privilege but a responsibility to serve the people, adding that his sense of responsibility towards the masters, their families and the country had encouraged him to enter politics. Similarly, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Sovita Gautam, said the movement emerged from the growing public frustration, adding that the central message of the movement was a demand for good governance. The day was observed across the country with tributes to the Gen Z martyrs and calls from lawmakers and Gen Z representatives to fulfill the movement's core demands for good governance and corruption control. Nepal has received two major recognitions from the World Health Organization for its public health achievements. The Nepal Netra Jyoti Sangh has received World Health Organization Southeast Asia Regional Public Health Champion Award 2026 for its contribution to reducing avoidable blindness through accessible people-centered eye care. The WHO has also recognized Nepal for sustaining the elimination of maternal and neonatal tetanus for the past decade. The recognitions were presented during the 79th session of the WHO South Asia Regional Committee in Dili, Timor-Leste. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros A. Ghebreyesus presented the awards to Nepal Netra Jyoti Sangh President Professor Dr. Chetra Aspanta and Additional Secretary at the Ministry of Health and Population Dr. Sangeeta Kausal Mishra, who led Nepal's three-member delegation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions between the United States and Iran are escalating, with the U.S. military striking 5 Iranian oil tankers after Iran targeted a U.S. Navy warship with ballistic missiles, while Tehran responds with missile attacks on a U.S. base in Jordan and threats against ships in the Gulf. U.S. Central Command, or the CENTCOM, says American forces struck 5 Iranian crude oil tankers after Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, twice targeted a U.S. warship over the past 2 days. The United States says the tankers were part of a multi-billion dollar network that funds the IRGC and its regional allies. The IRGC says Iran responded by launching missiles at a U.S. base in Jordan hosting U.S. troops. Meanwhile, the latest escalation has also affected global oil prices, and tit-for-tat strikes are increasing fears of a wider regional escalation and further disruption to oil supplies. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of the monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan areas of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely at many places in the hilly areas of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at some places in the hilly areas of Kosi, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces, and at a few places in the Tarai areas of Sudurpashchim province, and at some places in the remaining Tarai areas of the country. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in Madhes province and the hilly and Tarai areas of Kosi and Lumbini provinces, and the Himalayan hilly and Tarai areas of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Furthermore, the division has said the monsoon trough is currently positioned around its average position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Both houses of federal parliament to meet today. Search, rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts continue in Bhotikoshi flood-hit areas. Jinji Martyrs Day marked nationwide with tributes and calls for good governance. And U.S.-Iran tensions escalate over oil tankers and missile strikes. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.